Blog Talk Radio.
Some more at our CD Basin, number two. And on YouTube, I'm so happy because this is mine. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to our Mother's Day special. The topic of the day is why a mother's so special today and every day, okay? We always start the show off with that song that you just heard is off my CD called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. And we like to do a little assertion here. We don't pray. This is church. We are doing this out of the Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, a complete volume. We don't pray. We assert what we want into the universe, and the universe brings it to us. How about that? Well, they say, what you think about, you bring about. Yeah, that's what it's all about. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your light, and I will get what I want. Right? That's right. You can have what you want if you focus your mind on it. Because nothing is forbidden to you. Once you realize who you are, you'll see that nothing is forbidden to you that you want, as long as it falls in the culture of reap what you sow. Okay? Well, sometimes it falls in the culture of doggy dog, too. So you have to be mindful of both cultures and why you're asking for what you're asking for, okay? Our slogan is love is the act that make others feel good. So one aim, one destiny, okay? Especially if you're a couple and you got the same aim and you're trying to make the same destiny, life gets so wonderful because you're on the same page, going in the same direction all the time, okay? Now, normally we talk about love for the first 5 minutes because love is so important, you know. To me, it's very important because without it, without the proper understanding of love, you're not going to be happy at home, you're not going to be happy at work, you're not going to be happy at in relationships. You're not going to be happy with your friends. You're not going to be happy being in the country. You're just going to be one miserable son of a gun, I'm telling you. So we need to learn how to be happy. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make is that we ask somebody to get with us so that they can make us happy. Not going to happen, you know. Nobody can actually make you happy, you know. Now, if they understand love, they will make you feel good all the time. So you'll be in a feel-good relationship. But only you can make yourself happy. And that comes from the choices that you make, where you're going, what you're trying to do, what you want out of life, you know. And if you're moving towards your goals and you're being successful at achieving those goals, that will make you happy. I don't know anybody that it won't make happy unless you're doing things that you assume make you happy by making other people miserable, like slavery, for instance, okay? That will weigh on your psyche. I don't care who you are. It weighs on your psyche, and it will cause you to lose a little bit of your character. You know, you're trying to keep people oppressed and in servitude all the time. That takes a toll on you as well. So you have to realize what makes you happy and make yourself happy. Because if you're happy, then the people you're around will be happy. But if you're miserable when you walk in a room, that misery just comes on a room like a shadow. Oh, Lord, they're here. He's here. She's here. Oh, my goodness. Who invited this person? Who invited that person? Because you're miserable. And I don't care where you go or what you do. Nobody can't make you happy. That's a job for you, yourself. Not to say me, myself, and I. Well, that's your job, making you happy. But first, it comes down to what do you want. If you don't know what you want, you are never, ever, ever going to be happy. Because as soon as you get one thing, then you want something else. When you get this, you want something else. When you go here, you want to go someplace else. So there's no happiness in your future. It is not because of anybody around you. It's because of you. That's something that you alone and you alone are in charge of, making yourself happy. This is one of the requirements of learning how to love. Because if you know that these things make you happy, right? You're in a relationship and you know certain things make the person in your relationship happy, it becomes a win-win situation. Since you know how to make me happy, you know how to do things to not make the other person miserable in their happiness. I'm going to say that again. If you know how to do things to make you happy, then you know how to do things to not make the other person miserable in their happiness, okay? Now we're talking about love. Now love is not only verbal, but it's physical as well. Now a friend of mine, he helps me out a lot on the show. I love him dearly. He mentioned something that's very interesting. The person he's with, they love coffee really, really thick. And he likes coffee really, really thin. So when she makes coffee, she makes it thick for both of them. Then when he makes coffee, he makes it thin for both of them. Now each one of them, through their actions, is telling the other one, yo, I don't like this. And when I'm giving it to you, I know you don't like it. So why not, when you make the coffee, make mine the way I like it and you the way yours like it? There's a communication gap there through their action. You know what I'm saying? So you not only have to learn by what the person say, you have to also learn by what they're doing and how they do what they do. All of that's communication, you know? How to love, how to make a person happy at what they think happiness is. Because the only thing that can make them happy is them getting what they think happiness is. You can't give them what you think happiness is. They're going to be miserable, you know what I'm saying? And they shouldn't be trying to give you what you think happiness is. You're going to be miserable. If I like scary movies and you're giving me some detective movies, I'm not going to be happy with that. I don't like detective movies. I like scary movies. And if I like detective movies and you give me a scary movie, I got a problem with that. Scary movies don't scare me. Detective movies make me think. I like detective movies. Give me what I think make me happy. And there you have it. But if you're around a person that's miserable, oh boy, you got a problem. I don't care what you do. You can't find nothing that feed into their happiness because they're just not happy. So I don't care what you do. It's not going to change that because it's not your job to make a person happy. It's your job to watch and see what they think makes them happy and do that for them, you know. But it's kind of interesting when you stop and think about it. Happiness is me, myself, and I. That's where happiness comes from. It comes from yourself, what you like, what you want to do, how you want to do it, okay? Now, sometimes you're at what makes you happy. It makes the other person miserable, and y'all want to do something together. Wait a minute, how are we going to do this? Then you have to get into politics. You have to compromise. Okay, this week we'll go see the scary movie. Next week we'll go see the crime movie. Okay, so you're compromising because you want to be together. Although one of you is not going to be happy each week, and then some weeks you're going to have to say, "Hey, I'm gonna do this alone," and the one we can say, "Well, I'm gonna do this alone." There's time that you might have to separate and just go do things strictly that make you happy. That you know, if they're with you, they're gonna be miserable doing it. So don't take them with you this time, you know. But that requires trust, because you're out there by yourself. You don't know what you're doing. She don't know what you're doing. You know, that requires trust of each other. You know, so. You know, there's a little bit of politicking in a relationship, so we have to get into that as well. You know, so there's a lot going on when you're dealing with love and happiness. You know, love and happiness is two different things. I just want to get into this for a few minutes. I think I went over already. I only spoke for 5 minutes. I got carried away here with just love and happiness because this is something that I don't really get into that much. Love and happiness is two different things. Love is doing things that make a person feel good. And when you do things that make a person feel good, you know what makes them happy. So if you're doing what makes them happy, you're making them feel good. See what I'm saying? But they have to figure out what makes them happy. Not you. That's not your job. Once they know what makes them happy, then you can make them feel good. But if you're with a miserable person that's unhappy, it's pretty hard to do anything that makes them feel good. So, you know, but if you're in a relationship, you are doing something that makes them feel good, or you wouldn't be in a relationship, okay? So you got to figure out what that is and just do more of that, you know? And try to steer clear of the things that are actually making them miserable, even though they don't know that they're making themselves miserable. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's a weird thought. Okay. I'm sorry, I went over. I'm supposed to be low for 5 minutes, but I went further into that. I'm just going to do the slogan again. Love is an act that makes others feel good through one aim, one destiny. Okay. We already talked about love for 5 minutes. Now, for the rest of this month, I'm only going to be on the air on Sunday. Okay. So we're going to be doing a sort of spiritual broadcast on Sunday for the end of the month. I'm not going to be on every day because there's some things that I'm doing, and I won't be able to be here every day, but I will be able to be here on Sunday. I reserve time for radio on Saturday and Sunday because I like listening to my friend's broadcast. He does a pretty good job. Okay. Now the topic of the day is why are mothers so special today and every day, you know? I get into a Bible thing, you know, mostly because that's where my knowledge is coming from, you know? It's coming from the book. Now that I know how to read it, you know, it's coming from that. So what I'm going to do is give you a little explanation of how I read the Bible to get this kind of information. I'm giving up on the radio, you know? In Matthew 13:15, King James Version, it says that suffer to be so now, for thus it become of us to fulfill all righteousness. You read that and you say, the world is this guy talking about? You know what I mean? You read that, don't make no sense when you first read it. But when you stop and you really get into the doggy dog, I'm at the rebirth of culture. Okay. I don't read when I go into Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, I don't read the black part what the prophets are saying. I only read the red part what they say Jesus is saying. Okay. Because that way we're 2,000 years up from them. So our conscious level is higher than Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Now, people might get mad at me for saying that, but our conscious level is higher. And we'll have a better understanding, trying to understand the consciousness of Jesus more so than they. If you really listen to the questions that they ask, you'll see that they are not on a high conscious level, you know, when Jesus is explaining that stuff to them. So a lot of stuff they're not going to understand, even though it's being explained. You know, they have ears, but they really can't hear it. You can hear it. 2,000 years later, trust me, you can really hear what they're saying that Jesus said, and you can grasp the conscious understanding of what he's saying, okay? Suffer be so now. You know, you say, well, why must we suffer now, you know? You have to study the teachings of Christ. That takes work, you know? I mean, you have to really put some time aside. You have to sit down, and you have to really get into it and break it down. And because some of the stuff is actually out there, Jesus was out there. Some of the stuff is out there. You have to allow the Christ consciousness that's in you to hear the Christ consciousness that's being given to you in the book, okay? Now, the teachings of Christ are part of the Reap What You Sow culture, you know? Well, what's so great about the Reap What You Sow culture? That culture is science. See, there's a difference between a Reap What You Sow culture and a dog eat dog culture. The Reap What You Sow culture is science. And when you're into the teachings of Christ, you're into the scientific methodology of life. That's what it's all about. Because if you sow if you sow two chemicals together, you're gonna reap a reaction. That's science. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's Reap What You Sow. Now, they've been focused on the physical part of it, but there's a spiritual part to it, too. Because of who you are, you know? as well, Psalm 82 tells you who you are. We don't believe who we are. Even though we read it, we still don't believe it. It tells you that you are God, you know? And as a God, when you're reading stuff, when you put two things together, right, physically and spiritually, your thoughts, see, you read what you sow thinking-wise as well, you know? if you keep thinking about what you don't want, well, the universe works for you. Everything out there works for you. All that energy is flowing through you. The level that it flows through you is based on your conscious understanding, but all that energy is flowing through you. So when you think about what you don't want, that's what you're going to get. The universe don't discriminate about what you want, what you don't want. It just gives you what's on your mind. So you have to learn to control what you're thinking, to control what's on your mind. Only think about what you want. And when I think about my children, I don't think about what I don't want to happen to them. I just think about what I want to happen to them, what I want them to do, what I want them to be, you know? And so far, they're moving right along that track, you know, and it's working out pretty good. What I want. Now, the saying, be careful what you ask for. Oh, my God. I asked for something almost 20 years ago. I had no idea what I was asking for and what it would take to bring that into existence. I asked for a form of government that would eliminate poverty. Okay? That took almost 20 years to develop that system. I have it. It's in a book called Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Complete Version. It's in the book, but it took 20 years, you know? Had I known it was going to take this long, I think I would have asked for something else. You know what I mean? But it took a long time. Now, I have the book. The books are finished. I'm preparing to send out some of the books now because I'm getting orders for the book. And it's going to be on Amazon. Sometime next week, we're going to have it on Amazon so you'll be able to get it, okay? So the Reap What You Sow culture is science. Everything that they're doing is science. What they're talking about science, they just changed the name from Reap What You Sow to science. They're calling it science, but you've been doing it for thousands of years. That's why you built the pyramids. Let me say that again. That's why you and your ancestors built the pyramids, okay? Well, the pyramids were built by aliens. You are the aliens. You're not indigenous to this planet. That's a whole other show. I'll go there right now. Okay. The reproduction culture is very important, you know. Now the doggy dog culture is different. You just get your military together and take what you want. Think about the planet and the governments and what's going on right now. This is all about the doggy dog culture. Dog eat dog culture. Let's say it a little slower so we can know what we're talking about. And when somebody wishes you peace, now this is very important, especially if you got a group. If somebody wishes you peace or you sign a peace treaty, that's an act of war to end war. And the only way war can end if you have a balance of power. So the minute you sign a peace treaty, you're supposed to go into an arms race, start building up your military, because if their military get bigger than yours, they're coming. That's the doggy dog culture. They're coming. The military is the doggy dog culture. They're coming to take what you got if you don't have a military to support it. That's why the indigenous people all around the world, when the doggy dog culture people came and started talking about peace, oh, they loved it. They didn't know that they were actually signing an act of war, and they had to build up their military because they thought peace was something else, that we were going to kumbaya. Oh, that's not what peace means. Peace is an act of war against war, okay? Now, why, you know, we have to think about why they miseducate us about the two cultures. Why did they miseducate us about the two cultures? Because the Reap What You Sow culture is supposed to be in charge of the dog-eat-dog culture. Because if it's not, the dog-eat-dog culture would just go crazy. Hitler is a prime example. England is a prime example. What other countries that was so-called France? France is another example, you know, and they murder each other with the guillotine and all that. It was just going, everything just go crazy when you get into that dog-eat-dog culture because there's no morals to slow the dog-eat-dog culture down. So the civilian population is supposed to be controlling the military population. Now, they learned that in their sojourn here in America. They learned that. That's why the head of the military is actually a civilian, which will be the president of the United States. And he's supposed to be under the rebirth of soul culture, but black people living in this country, you know that something's wrong with these people. They're not living under the rebirth of soul. I don't know what culture they living under, but they sure ain't reaping what they sowing, you know? So so there's some problems with that. And I think the criminal element got in, and the criminal element definitely functional in the dog-eat-dog culture, you know? So the criminal element has begun to dominate the culture, begin to take over the culture, you know. Now, now it's one thing to know the path, and it's another thing to walk the path. Now, I'm saying all this before I get into why mothers are so special every day. Today and every day, because I want to get a certain understanding. I want to bring about a certain mindset before we get into Mama and the Immaculate Conception in Christ. I done been through that a couple of times, but I want to set it up first, okay? now, it's one thing to know the path, and it's another thing to walk the path, okay? That's why I say suffer. You know, to come unto me. You follow what I'm saying? Because when you walk in that path, there's a reward which is so individual, the dog-eat-dog crew will persecute you. If you read the stories of all the people that tried to do the right thing and what they went through and what they're going through, what we're going through now, just trying to do the right thing in this country, it's absolutely amazing. Now, they tell you this stuff. They warn you about this when you're a child, okay? What are they teaching you about the path when you're a child? Remember the story of Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf. Little Red Riding Hood was on the path, going to see Grandma. But on the path was evil, waiting to eat her. You know what I'm saying? Now, Little Red Riding Hood was moving kind of fast, so the wolf couldn't actually just jump out and get her. So he had to trick her. He had to deceive Little Red Riding Hood. This is what they're telling you in the cartoon. He knocked off Grandma and took Grandma's place. Okay, so evil was fair seeming, had evil looking good, but when Little Red Riding Hood got in there, she said, wait a minute, something's wrong here, something don't look right, and this is what you're saying as a people. You say something's wrong here, something don't look right. I'm trying to walk the path, but there's something wrong here. Somebody has interrupted. Somebody has beat your head and put an end game in there that you wasn't down with. So she's saying, Grandma, what big ears you got? Oh, better to hear you, baby. Oh, Grandma, what big eyes you got? Oh, baby, that's so I can see my baby. You say, oh, Grandma, what big teeth you have? That's so I can gobble you up. You know what I'm saying? Now, the ears, the eyes, and the teeth represent something. The ears, what do we call the ears now? We call the ears Big Brother. Think about it. Big Brother want to know everything. Got your phones tapped, your house tapped, got you tapped. You can't get in the car without him hearing what you're doing. What does the eyes mean? Come on. Look at the cameras. Big Brother, the wolf got the cameras out there. He sees everything. You make one little move, he go to that. Look, there he is right now. We can get him. He's over there breaking so. They got cameras everywhere. You follow what I'm saying? This is their end game. Now, if you're not doing what the big bad wolf wants you to do, what do the big bad wolf do? The big bad wolf brings out the teeth. That's the military. And he'll force you into submission. He'll gobble you up. That's what's going on. They're telling you, right? But they give it to you when you're a child, when you're not old enough to understand. And the parents don't explain these cartoons to the children because the cartoons are the back door to the programming. And once you understand the cartoons, you can see what programs they're running on you. Okay? Now, now here you are. Right? Now I'm going to go into the topic a little bit, okay? Well, there was another example there, but I'm kind of running over time here. There was another example here about the, I'm just going to mention it, those of you who have said it. We're talking about the Hansel and Gretel. Remember the story of Hansel and Gretel? These children on the path. And when they got what the path was fine, all kinds of goodies and candies and sweet stuff out there on the path, and they eating and having a good time. Man, this is good. And they ran into a house full of gingerbread. You look at this country looks like the greatest place in the world to live, you know, until you go inside and become a citizen, right, under a certain time, because it's a class system. If you come in it like the people that are at our borders right now, trying to migrate here. This looks like the biggest gingerbread house. Man, I can't wait. They're fighting, killing themselves, trying to get into this gingerbread house. Then when they get in, they get locked up, thrown in cages. The children get taken away from them. Come on. The big bear, we're putting them in a pot, ready to gobble them up. It's telling you what's going on, you know? It looks good, you know what I mean, until you get inside, okay? Now, that was the other example, okay, Hansel and Gretel, you know. Now, the 1% needs to control the slaves, and we're going to hold up on that for a second. Let's go back to the topic of the whole thing. I just wanted to lay the path out there, you know. Your end game, all right, believe it or not, comes from your parents. Oh, wait a minute. How come my end game become from my parents? Your first teachers are your parents. See what I'm saying? Your parents are supposed to be explaining to you what's on the path. That's why mama is so important. What mama eats when you in her belly, all right? You get accustomed to that type of energy. And when you get out, you want to eat that, you want to eat the same way too, okay? What you're hearing while you're in her belly and when you first come out of her belly, what you're hearing is what she's saying, whether she's singing or talking, you hear her voice, everything. All this is part of what takes you on the path, okay? The parents are supposed to know the path because the parents are supposed to be walking the path, right? What path are they supposed to be walking? They're supposed to be walking the path that they said Jesus said, right? Suffer to be, so now for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. You're supposed to be a righteous being. Now you know you're going to have to suffer to get there. And the parents done been through that suffrage, especially mama, because mama had to go through labor. But papa ain't went through no labor. He ain't sit up there, no, he ain't catch none of them pains. He cool, he chilling with some flowers and a cigar. Yo, what's up, baby? And she said, oh, and mama's in pain. She's doing the suffering to bring you into existence, okay? Now, this is why mothers are so special today and every day, because they're suffering to bring what into existence? Righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness leads you to the Christ consciousness. Where does the Christ consciousness come from? When the egg is first fertilized, a light comes into the egg, right? Okay, and activates the flesh. That's the Immaculate Conception. That's Mary. See, you're born as a Christ to fulfill all righteousness, but you're going to have to suffer. The first person that suffers is your mama. Mama suffers first. She's the first person to suffer. That's why she's so special today and every day. Now, we're not being taught this, so we don't appreciate our mamas. And our fathers have to suffer to walk the right path. We don't appreciate our dads. I don't even know who our dad is. We don't appreciate the suffering that they had to go through to walk the path, because we're not on the path. So we don't know what it takes. We don't know what's involved, and it wasn't explained to us. And the dog-eat-dog people don't want us to know. You know what I'm saying? They don't want us to treat our neighbors properly. They don't want us to treat each other good and take care of each other and not cheat and steal from one another. Because if we're not doing it, that means they can't do it. They are the politicians. But do the thing on politics. I had a nice show on politics. I didn't do it, but that politics is something when you go look up that word. You look up that word, politics. It's amazing what you will see. But this is why mothers are so special, not just today, but every day. I'm saying mamas, but I want to bring papas in too, because you're both so special. You have to walk the path. And the path that you're walking, your children are watching. They're watching what you do every day. They're watching how you treat mama every day. They watch how you talk to how you talk to mama every day. You follow what I'm saying? The men are treating the women how to deal with men, and the women are treating the men how to deal with females. Because that's what those are your first teachers, based on how your mother treats you and the love that you have for your mother. That gets carried over to when you get your female, when you get your girlfriend. If your mother beating and knocking you around all the time, and when you get your girlfriend, the minute she gets out of line, smack, you're going to smack her side of your head. That's what's going on, you know? This whole thing is absolutely amazing. I meant to say that those who are on the line, if you have a comment or you want to get involved in the comment, just press 1, and I'll open the mic for you, okay? Now, what I'm going to do is... I was going to add another song here, but me and my big mouth got to talking, and I'm not even halfway through what I have to say here, and I'm almost over half the time to actually get it done. On Sunday, because of the text, it's going to be so deep. You know, it's going to be. It's so much to talk about on Sunday that this will be the last Sunday that I do the commercials on Sunday, okay? Now, I'm doing a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm not going to be on the air Friday and Saturday because I'm going to be with another program on Saturday. And Friday, I'm just not going to be on the air. So I'm only going to be doing the commercials Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You know, I already told you about the CD. If you want to learn about our CD, it's, let me start at the beginning. This is Elohim Five Tribes Radio represents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9. The time to call in, the call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out or you have something to say about your company. We don't charge for the advertising. The advertising is free. Monday, we talk about health. Tuesday, history. Wednesday, politics. And Thursday, economics. Okay, Saturday and Sunday, Friday and Saturday, we won't be on the air anymore. We'll just be on the air on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But we won't be here tomorrow because some of the specials going on tomorrow, and I have to take care of that. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. Just press 1. And we just use the 4 digits of your phone number, and you'll know that we're talking about you, and we'll let you on the air, okay? We have released our CD, and we just talked about that earlier. That's 911 Jesus Emergency. I'm going through this kind of quick because I'm over my time. you also catch me on YouTube, Elohim Karate 10 Tracks. And you can go to my website, use my web address, El Christ Elohim. That's EL Christ. Allah@gmail.com /website, and you'll come to my website. You can check us out and see what's going on there, okay? let me see now, where are we at here? You know, forget to check out my book, Toronto Scriptures Part 1, that will be on Amazon next week. A Crisis Come. For more information on a CD or book, you can get it in a CD or book form. Book form will be on Amazon next week, okay? Also, I'm in the Caribous business. I buy and sell gold. If you want more information about that, just call 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5, and you'll be able to get me. And once again, my website is elchristalahim@gmail.com. and Forbes, and you can also get into my website, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his books on Black history. Horace Cry Out, I like him because he understands history, and he fills in the missing pieces. I'd like to give a shout-out to Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mack and Son. It comes on every Saturday from 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. One thing I never say that he says all the time, he just wants to make you aware of who you are and what's going on. So I'll drop a couple of his words on there. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout-out to our sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11. She has a spoken word, so give her a check out. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Woonam. Okay, the call-in number is 909-749-8626. And you can also go to our website, Woonam and Dinkra, okay? That's woonamanddinkra.com. Last week I couldn't even say it, so I'm getting better at it, okay? Okay, on Nikki Love is woonam.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIECL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. And we meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320, okay? Let's see, where are we here now? Now, also, we need to give a shout-out to UAIA. That's their offering land to build in Africa. They're setting up schools and everything. And if you want to participate and get involved in that, just give Brother Siddiqui a call at RBG Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made suit, call 619-638-5828, okay? Now, we want to talk about Save More Electronics, an electronic company, new, but they do pretty good work. Call the number for them is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. My son is coming. Yeah, I stick my chest out. What can I tell you? Yeah, right. If you're looking for a job, security, or something like that there, just call 336-988-8638 and talk to the people over there, and they'll let you know what's going on, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton. He has 60 CDs on the market under the name Yesterday's Child. More information, his number is 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Todd Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school. Soon become a doctor. That's my daughter. I stick my chest out again. Taylor Todd has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address, Taylor Todd Learning Academy, okay? She's on Instagram, Taylor Todd Learning Academy at gmail.com. I forgot, you got to have the gmail.com in there. And Instagram is Taylor_Todd_LA. I'd like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. Now, if you haven't called him lately, he's offering an herb chart. So when you call in, you know, give me your phone number and everything, and he'll text you an herb chart. I thought the herb chart was pretty good. I'm looking at it. I'd be looking at it every day myself. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, he's offering alkaline water systems. That's something interesting. And if you his calling number is 631-561-634-3864. I'm going to do that again. His calling number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and not calling one of these guys, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So just call these guys and don't worry. Be healthy, okay? So we're going to get back into the broadcast. I got so much. I think I might make Sunday a 2-hour show because I got so much to go over here. I'm not even halfway through what I set up to actually discuss today, you know? Okay. Now, the 1%, all right, they need control of your slave to stay rich. I'm going to say that again. They need control of your slave to stay rich. You might say, now, wait a minute. I don't have no slave. See, this is because you don't know who you are, okay? You are, as Psalms 82 say, your God, your conscious energy formed in flesh. With that, your physical body will do whatever you want it to do. That's right. It's a slave. You are a slave master. Think about it for a minute. You are a slave master. You're the master of this body. This body will do whatever you tell it. So this body is sick from not eating properly. It ain't the body's fault. It's the master's fault. And that's what they want to do. They want to separate you from your slave. That's who makes all the money. That's where the money is generated. The money is generated from your physical presence, not from your conscious presence, but from your physical presence. Now, if your conscious ain't present and they take over your physical body, oh, boy, they have you doing some weird stuff out here, you know, because you're not in the control of your slave. You have to literally stop, take control over your slave, and you can bring the riches to you rather than let them go to somebody else because you're smart. Knowing who you are, once you begin to realize who you are and you start to think along those lines, all right, you come up with some stuff that'll blow your mind. What's God? Who's God's responsibility? All 6-point-something billion people on the planet. That's God's responsibility. So if you're coming up with plans to for food, clothing, shelter, and security for 6-point-something billion people, you know you're not going to have to worry about you and your family. You will definitely have enough to take care of you and yours. But if you just think in terms of my family, my house, and my bills, soon as something goes wrong, you're sleeping on the street in a cardboard box wondering how you got there. You know what I mean? It all comes down to your conscious understanding, your conscious thought, who you are and what you are, you know? And this is where we are right now. Now, how do you get control of your slave? By walking the path as a Christ. Wait a minute. That path is kind of tough, but you can get control over your slave. Now, what I suggest you do, right, I'm taking you back to the Bible. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, in certain versions of the King James Version, right? It's going to Dallas, so get the old versions. They have what Jesus said written in red, all right? All what he said is written in red. Don't read what he said, what they say. Well, don't read what's written in black. Just read what they say that he said. Now, we all know he didn't write none in the book. Once you get through Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, reading only what's in the red, you'll have a DNA awakening. You'll be surprised when you go back to the beginning of the book and any other book that you might read, what you will be able to understand, you know? I remember I was talking to a friend of mine, and we was talking about how fast we need to read, you know, 300 words, 400 words, 500 words a minute. But you begin to read where you're not reading the words. You're only seeing the pictures. And when you read and you only see the pictures and you're not re-saying the words in your mind, all you see is a picture, you can go up to 700-800 words a minute. See what I'm saying? That's about where I'm at now. So I was doing 300 words a minute, and my comprehension was like 80%. Now I get 100%, well, maybe 90% comprehension, and I'm doing 700-800 words a minute because I'm not. See, a lot of times when you're reading, you're subliminally saying the words even though you're not saying the words. That slows your reading down. The mind don't see words. It only sees pictures. So try it. We try one of the assertions, right? Like the beginning assertion, right? Try that. And as you say the assertion, don't think in terms of the words. As I walk the path of being honest and good. Now see that in your mind. Yourself walk the path of being honest and good. I will keep my mind focused on read what you saw. And you're thinking in terms of read what you saw. See yourself reaping and sowing, all right? And I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, okay? And you'll see yourself walking this path, and you'll see enlightened beings walking with you. Now, when you read this assertion like that, if you read this assertion like that, okay, it will help you practice reading at a faster pace. because all you're going to be seeing is the pictures. And then if as you go through, you can make up pictures for the words that you're reading. And it will, your reading will get faster and faster. You think, why are you kidding them? You read 1,300 words a minute. You know what I mean? You stuck at 300 or 400, they read 1,300 words a minute because they've learned the technique of how to do this. So they go through a book like it ain't nothing. You know what I mean? And you can do the same thing. So I'm just giving you a couple of little tidbits on how to get into that, okay? Where are we at with the time? Oh, my goodness, we got 9 minutes left. Okay, I know when I go through these lessons, right, because that's what I'm doing, I'm really giving out lessons based on to upgrade your consciousness so that you can see more, understand more, and do more based on where you are and what you're doing, because you are an unlimited being, okay? You're an unlimited being, so there's no limit to what you can do as long as you realize who you are, okay? The landmass don't make you who you are, okay? Okay, I'm an African, I'm a Greek, that don't make you who you are, okay? Now, is it possible now to really do what Jesus did, what they say he did, okay? Now, Jesus never said he did that. They said he did that. He never stood up and said, well, look, come here, let me hear you. He never said another thing. But they said they saw him do these things, all right? Now, is it possible for you to do these things? Now, in one part where Jesus said, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do you can do. So he admits that whatever he did, you know what I mean, you can do even better. You can do more, you know? Your phone, Sam? Oh boy. Now we at the now that I've set everything up, now we at the point of why mama is so special. Why mama is so special today and every day that we come back to the topic, okay? Now remember, you can press 1 if you have some thoughts on that. In fact, I think we got about 8 minutes left and he said nothing through the whole show. I think I'm gonna put him on the hot seat. I do that every now and then. Let's put 1927, you there. Let's put him on a hot seat. And, oh, boy. He threw his hand up, so I know he's there. But the mic's not opening. Oh, my goodness. I can't get this mic open. There you go.
I was totally transfixed with all the information and the nuggets that you're dropping. You reminded me of my early days when I used to read the Bible, and I remember the writings that were in red. And but the truth of the matter is, for me, I haven't opened a Bible in maybe 40, 50 years. But I do remember, having an understanding that the passages that were in red were supposed to have been what Jesus said himself, and you've reminded me of that, and I wonder, is there a version of the Bible that I should look for that has the separation in red to distinguish what Jesus said versus what the prophet said about him?
Well, not where I go to get those particular ones. I go to the dollar stores, because the dollar stores have copies of the Bible and they have that written in red, you know, and.
Okay.
It's getting harder and harder to find them, you know. But I usually go to the dollar store, and that's where I normally get them from, because they're usually in the dollar store locked up. You know, they have quite a few of them in the dollar store, you know. And right now I only have one like that. Next time I go to the dollar store, I'm going to look around and pick up a couple of more. Other than that, because I'm reading it from the King James Version. So, and the older, it seems like the older versions have what he says in red in them. You might have to go on the internet. I don't know. Because, see, they're changing the books around. Everybody got their own versions out there. And it's hard to get a sort of a pure version of what's going on because everybody's trying to explain what they think that Jesus is saying. But their explanation is coming through the prophets, that Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. And they're adding their consciousness into what Jesus said. And their consciousness wasn't advanced enough to understand what the man was saying, you know? And so that's why I'm having trouble with these new versions of the Bible, because they're not really straight up giving the people exactly what Jesus said without relating it to the Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, you know? So it gets a little tricky, but next time you're in a dollar store, just look around. They got a little bookshelves in there. Look around and see if they have Bibles in there. And normally they have the ones where Jesus is written in red. Or I don't know if your wife is Christian or not, or you can just go to her to church one day and ask the ministers, and they might know. You know what I mean? They might know where you can get them from if you can't find them in the dollar stores, you know?
They're
changing things around because they don't really want the people's consciousness to rise up so that they can really see what's going on, as you say, so they can really be aware of what's really going on. And a DNA awakening, if you get a chance, go on YouTube, right? Type in DNA awakening. And that will give you such a profound understanding of what a DNA awakening actually is. I think you pretty much know, because at our age, we know all this here stuff, but, we just haven't talked about it. You follow what I'm saying? So we're just beginning to talk about some of this stuff, although we already know it. It's amazing what we know.
Yeah.
We've forgotten more than you know what I mean? We forgot more stuff than we know, you know? So it's kind of interesting. So, you know, just to bring you back to that. So, you know. But the whole thing is amazing about the path, walking the path, knowing the path, walking the path, and what we're actually supposed to come to. And that's just, I just opened up Matthew today. That's just one little sentence. The first sentence in Matthew that they said he said, and this whole lecture that I'm doing now comes from just that one sentence. Isn't that amazing? You know, it's absolutely amazing. And the whole book is like this, you know. In fact, I've written one, you know, those little composition books?
Yes, sir.
I got five of those composition books filled with explanations and stuff, the stuff that I've been reading, and Mark, Matthew, and I'm only up to Luke, writing all this stuff down. I'm just up to Luke. It's just that much stuff in there, you know? Anyhow, we got about a minute left, so if you want to give us a shout out about the Buffalo Soldiers, that would be good.
Well, rather than that, I had one more thing that I wanted to comment on, and that when you spoke of why should we honor our mothers today and every day, you know, I have noticed, well, in watching the nature shows, that animals in the wild, the mother when she's ready to give birth, separates herself from the herd. And when the baby drops, the first thing that he sees is the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby, as a result of seeing the mother, the baby imprints on the mother's pattern. And even
right.
in a herd of thousands, that baby can recognize his mother because that was the first thing that he saw.
Right.
When he opened,
well, we got,
when he opened his eyes.
We got 30 seconds.
And he can pick her. He can pick her out of the whole herd of thousands.
I gotta do the closing. We got about 10 seconds here. Then you can finish the paper, you know?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna bring you right back. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay, that takes 27 seconds. Okay, go ahead. We got about 15 more seconds left. Go ahead, brother Matt.
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to ask these questions of things that have been on my mind, and I thank you for the explanation that despite all my training and learning, you put things in a perspective that makes so much sense. I just wanted to let you know that how much I appreciate it, and I would bet and hope that you have other listeners who are getting a perspective from you that was passed over up until now. Thank you for being there for us, and peace be unto you.
Same to you, my beloved. And you just declare war on me. I'll accept that. I'm going to get my army ready for you so you're going to take my stuff.
Oh, yes. I just heard what I said. I heard you when you said peace. Let's see, peace is the time that you prepare. Let's see, is a declaration of war, a declaration of war during a time of peace.
Thank you so much. I thought that would give us a big laugh on that one. I appreciate it. That's the biggest laugh I had all day. Thank you so much.
Much
and
love,
I'll be looking forward to talking to you again a little later. Okay.
Much love.
Much love.